Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to this week's edition of The Conversation. This week on The Conversation, is martial law coming to this country? Also, is the media pushing these shootings? I don't see this in this way, but in a sick way, to a psycho, they're getting, like, publicity. They're like celebrities. Are they pushing these shootings that are happening nationwide? Also, Craig James is suing his former boss, Fox Sports, because he claimed he was fired over his Christian beliefs against gay marriage. My thoughts on that? I mean, figure, you know. When I grew up as a kid, Bruce Jenner was on a Wheaties box, not a tampon box. Where has the bar fallen? Where we take someone that, okay, you're praised because you're a transgender, but you're ridiculed because you're a Christian? I don't get it. Troubles with Hillary keep getting worse and worse. Will she even be trusted enough to even get the nomination for a Democrat running for president? That and much, much more. So join me as the conversation begins. Corinthians 4. 16 through 18, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affection is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all compassion. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are translucent, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Think about that as we start the conversation. And I just got done watching with my wife the 5 o'clock debate. And except for a few things that Lindsey Graham said, I loved the way these politicians pulled no punches. But then again, I want to see them ask those questions of Democrats. What would you have a debate with? Hillary Clinton by herself? Because no one is even close. I mean, Barry Sanders, at least he admits, hey, I'm a socialist. I'm a socialist, but hey, I'm Barry Sanders. And I love him for that. At least he admits he's a socialist. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama won't do that. But the debate was incredible. And one thing somebody taught me today, I'm starting a new support group, and it's called Racist Anonymous. And I didn't realize I was a closet racist until 2008 when Barack Obama was running for president and all the liberal media said that I was not. And it finally hit me. Oh, yeah, I watched Dukes of Hazzard. I talked about the Redskins. I almost said the W word. I almost offended someone by saying that word. You know, but when we called the football team, I didn't realize I was a closet racist. But even though Barack Obama is half white and, you know, I'm going to be a sexist when Hillary Clinton, if she gets the nomination. So, you know, I am who I am. You got to be who you got to be. When it comes down to it, you got to take out the piece of paper and you need to look at your paycheck. Am I getting, wait a minute here. I worked at a facility that like 2 years ago, a bunch of people went to the human resources and said, wait a minute, my check's wrong. No, it wasn't wrong because they haven't passed a budget since Obama's been in office. Excuse me. And when they didn't pass the budget, they do cut spending and do all these things and eliminate all this stuff and increase taxes and do all these things. And every paycheck was correct and people didn't, well, what's going on? And it's like, well, because of all these because they put all these things in place to try to get them to balance a budget. If they don't balance the budget, this is what happens. And they didn't get it. Because people, oh, it's always going to be politics as usual. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. Fox News is scary. They had a guy went out asking people and got Hillary Clinton supporters, and they were willing to sign a petition to help them eliminate the Bill of Rights. Are you kidding me? That you have people that stupid? Yep. I think we need to get rid of the Bill of Rights. You know, I mean, what the heck? Why not just take the Constitution and throw it in the garbage too? You know what? You know, why don't we just have martial law and have the government tell us when we can pee, when we can turn on the water, when we can shut it off, when we can walk down the street? I mean, I don't get it. We're so far in this nation, and it was I'm 90% sure it was ABC. It was either ABC or CBS, but it was a New York Times poll that, like, I think it was an ABC New York Times poll or CBS New York Times poll, and it said that 75% of this nation believes that under Barack Obama, racism is worse. This black and white has gotten not better like it should have, but it's gotten worse. And I have to agree. I mean, when you have people that their only argument is complaining that, well, you don't. I have friends that can say all they want to me because they know me. But when they go off with my best man or one of my good friends and call him a racist who don't even know him, that's when there's something wrong. Because, okay, what can you say about, oh, you can't say anything good about Barack Obama. You just have to say that I'm a racist. Even though, you know, I support Ted Herman Cain and I support Martin Luther King and I support people like Ben Carson. You know, we got to start calling problems what they are. Is there racism in this world? Sure there is. But is everybody racist? Nope, we're not. And we got to call a spade when it's a spade, or an ace if it's an ace. We have more people on food stamps and government assistance than in our history. Go to Kentucky or go to West Virginia and see how my dad and mom were down there recently, and some of their friends are huge. They love flea markets, and they love, like, secondhand stores. And my mom's like, they don't have these down here. These people use this dining room set until it falls apart. Then they're duct taping it together because they don't have anything. They don't have money. But then what did Barack Obama say? Oh, yeah. Under my policies, energy prices will necessarily skyrocket. He is eliminating coal like crazy. Coal production, which is 60% of our nation's energy. And when you have a town that relies on coal for its energy and its jobs and everything about it, what do you think is going to happen to that community? Oh, but it's mostly Republicans and they're all on assistance and, you know, there you go. That's the reason. You know, you got a photo of someone put a photo up on Facebook and had this guy, it was like a white and a black guy, and the one guy got like killed 9 people and got like $1 million bail. He killed one person, the black guy did, and got like $9 million bail. And it goes, where's the equality? And I said, well, I can't comment on that because I don't know the whole details behind both. There is a reason, more than likely, not dealing with race, that this person got more of a bail than this person. I don't know a lot about Ferguson. I have to go off the air. I can't. Well, it was a white cop that killed a black person. No, it's two humans. One human shot another human. Let's look at the facts. Let's see. You know, I'm like those kids on South Park. I'm so not racist that I don't even. Wow. You know, you're Asian? Huh? Well, I didn't even think about it. You know? You're a human being to me. We're all humans. Let's start treating each other like humans instead of these, like, I feel like some of the stuff on that's out there in the media, they're like kindergartners. You know, it's like, grow up. You're a human being, act like one. Take an issue and say, okay, yeah. I would love to have someone that supports Obama say, yeah, I support him, but I don't agree with this. I believe Obamacare is something that needs to be reworked. I never hear that. I never hear someone, you know, well, that's that, you know, I never hear that. I never hear, all I hear is them complain about, well, you, I don't see you going off on any Republicans. Well, but then you don't go off on any Democrats either. You know, like Ben Carson said, if we got to go to war with ISIS, we got to go to war with radical Islam. Period. Call it what it is. Call it what Obama hasn't called it. And I think the debate that's going on right now, thank you all for tuning in. I'm recording it so I can watch it. Yeah, I'm a political nerd. I love election nights and stuff like that. So, hey, that's me. But I think the 9 o'clock debate's really the main thing I think everyone wants to know is Donald Trump legit? Is he going to be able to stay in the time limit? Is he going to be seen as critical, like a real critical opponent? Or is he going to be seen as a sideshow freak? That here's some sideshow that's just, hey, he's here. He's getting publicity. Everyone thinks he's hunky-dory. But when it comes down to, okay, well, now he, okay, John Stewart's president now. Now, what do we do? Okay, he's used to recording someone. He's just interviewing someone for 5 hours and then piecing together the interview to make it sound like to push an agenda that he has. Now what do I do? Okay, I'm, you know. I mean, I think it's what it's going to do, that this debate with at 9 o'clock is going to take, and you're going to be able to see, is Donald Trump real? Is he a legitimate candidate? I can't say I would vote for, there's some people, yeah, I can vote for Donald Trump, you know, somewhat, but I want to know substance. Hey, I've been screwed by everyone from the left to the right. He's not a politician. I'll give him a chance. He's not establishment. You know, but I couldn't tell you, okay, I could say, yeah, I like a Rick Santorum, or I like a Ben Carson, or a Bobby Jindal, but I couldn't say, yeah, Bobby Jindal's my man, bang. I would, because something might come up that says, hey, I really like this guy until I heard this about him. There are people that, like, I'm voting for Hillary, period. Like, right now they vote for Hillary. How far away is the election? And I'm voting for Hillary, done. I don't care. You could never, ever in a million years change my mind. You could put a gun to my head and you'd kill me before I'd change my mind. But someone like me is, well, these are who I like, but it's so far thin. Most of the people voting for Hillary Clinton, they don't watch news. They don't know what's going on. They think that Benghazi is some lady I got in an argument with because she thinks that Benghazi is made, like Fox made it up. Like it's not real. That's a big problem. When you had a point when college students, when 80% of college students got their news from Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert. I'm a coiniac. I call it that. I love coins. I love currency. I'm always fascinated by it. And anyone that knows anything about currency knows what, you know, there was a nail put in the coffin in 2013. That was when they took the nickel and reformulated it. Why? Because up until 2013, there was about 7 cents worth of metal in that nickel. See, there's a reason why we used to have Peace and Morgan silver dollars, because there was a dollar worth of silver in those coins. They used to have $5 gold coins, $10 gold coins, and $20 gold coins, and their amounts would vary from year to year, because it would have $5 worth of gold in it, or $10 worth of gold in it. Now it's, well, let's see the cheapest metals we can put in here to make this 50 cent piece. Folks, all steel pennies still cost more than a penny to produce. But I want copper in my penny. I want to have, okay, well, here's a dime, but the metal in it's worth $2. I want to have value in my currency. No matter how fancy you make the dollar bill or $2 bill or $10 bill, someone's always going to find a way to copy. You can't copy gold and silver. It's the only thing that's never depreciated in value to zero. Only thing. But we've lost track of our values. When you have someone like Craig James, who is suing, he was a announcer for Fox Sports, and he's suing, claiming that his Christian view on same-sex marriage got him the axe. And I guarantee it's what happened. You know, we have this notion in this world that we have to praise a Mr. I don't know what is, like, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever her name is now. You know, when I knew him, he was on a Wheaties box. I could stand up for him. Now you're going to, look, son, look at your idol right there. I mean, I'd love to have a guy sit there and son, and have like a son and dad photo, and have the dad with his Wheaties box and Bruce Jenner, and have the son with his tampon box and Bruce Jenner on it. You know, I mean, but it's like people on the football field praise God, and how dare they do that, but then, you know, then they want to put Bruce Jenner on their shoulders and carry him around like he's a national hero. I don't get it. I'm not against. Bruce Jenner can do whatever the heck he wants to do. That's his life. If you want to get married, go ahead. Do whatever you want to do if you're whatever you believe, if you're pansexual, whatever. But give equal praise. Don't diss someone who's Christian and praise someone who's not. That's all I'm saying. Clinton would be having a rough go at it if she was a Republican, let me tell you. They wouldn't be kissing her butt. They just wouldn't be doing it. But, and that's, I try to get that because I have some friends that are very, very liberal, and I'm like, you got to get to the equality state. Don't let Obama get to you. Don't let this media get to you. Like Glenn Beck always used to say, don't, you know, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. And that's what we got to do. You know, look at the facts. You know, we got to get to the point where people look at and say, okay, well, wait a minute here. I want to see people on the left say, treat Hillary the same as you would treat anyone else. You know, but, like, I've said this in the past, how do you get people that are, and how do you educate someone that's uneducatable? Like, Hillary Clinton's, she's my president, I don't care, whatever, I'm voting for her, how can I vote now? You know, that would, it'd be hilarious if they went and she didn't get on the ballot, if she didn't win the nomination. Well, right now, I think she's the only one that's, I mean, what would they do because of some sort of thing with Benghazi? By some miracle, she was impeached or stoned in jail or something to where she could not be on the ballot. What would those people do? They go, November, I'm voting for Hillary. Excuse me, yes. You one of the poll workers? Yes, I am. I need a new card. I tried to vote and I put this thing in here and I hit the Democrat and it didn't have Hillary Clinton's name. I'm sure Hillary Clinton didn't get the nomination. What do you mean she didn't get the nomination? I mean, there are people that I can see that happening to because they're voting for Hillary. They don't care. They don't watch news. They don't know anything. They won't even be able to tell you her running mate. But they'll vote. And that's what's scary. Because you'll have people that don't know anything about anybody and they'll vote for them. You have, it's just Fox News going. No. When the BBC says something, you got to take, wait a minute here. Yeah, Fox News has said it, but so has other nations. But if you can find, they're not just picking people out. They're going up to real people and saying, hey, I want to ask you a question. Should we repeal the Bill of Rights? Oh, yeah, sure we should, yeah. I don't think all of it needs to be repealed, but some of it does. I mean, it's scary that you have people that want to repeal the one major chunk of freedom. I was looking at it like this, it's your money. Okay, when you get a paycheck, if you got $50 in it more, all right, if you don't, you don't. It's your paycheck. I'm getting less in it now than I ever had. Like that one lady, and I talked about this once before, the lady that was interviewed, like I think she was in Florida, and she was like, with Obama, I don't have to worry about paying my bills, I don't have to worry about this and that. And they finally interviewed her years later, like 2 years later, and she goes, well, my mortgage is up, my insurance is up, everything's costing more. I didn't expect what I'm getting from Obama. Period. You know, and I'm like, wow. I mean, and this is not meant to be racial or anything, but show me a inner city where it's thriving. Show me a, like, suburb, an inner city suburb of Chicago or Detroit or LA where they're thriving and everything's doing great and everyone's, you know, I don't see that. I don't see parts of Detroit that are inner city that are, they're struggling. You know, there's actually finally people that are coming out and saying, you know, I don't support Obama, but I don't support anybody. I'll support whoever I think is going to do what's best for our community. I'm tired of having these politicians that may own a decrepit building here just to claim residency there, but that's it. They don't live there. And it's not meant to be, it's being factual. There's a difference between race and fact, you know? If you got facts, okay, that this or this isn't the case, then that's fine. But when you have people that nonstop, you know, well, you're just racist because you don't like Obama. Well, no, I just don't like what he's doing to this country. I don't care who he is. I mean, I've always been with one of the biggest going parts of this nation. And that is this independent American type Tea Party person. I've never really associated with any party. I'm like, yeah, well, Democrats screw me the least. Well, I'm tired of the, well, he's the lesser of the two evils. And that's what I liked about this 5 o'clock debate is a lot of those people were kind of like, well, the thing I keep hearing over and over again from Americans is they're tired of politics as usual. They're tired of getting the lesser of the two evils. Well, you know, here, I'm going to take he's got a ball peen hammer, he's got a regular hammer, and he's got a sledgehammer. And which one do you want to have slammed down on your hand? Well, I don't want either of them, but I guess, I don't know, they're all going to hurt like they're all going to probably break my hand or something. But if there's no real choice there. You're getting hit with a regular hammer, a ball peen hammer, or sledgehammers, you're going to get hurt, you know? And it's nice to see these candidates finally call it and say, hey, we are at war with Islamic extremists. We need to close the border. We need to do these things. We need to call it like it is and for what it is. And that's finally I'm hearing, but I want to see. That's another thing. Because they can talk all this. They can talk the talk, but if I don't, you know, I want to see some action. And that's why I like Carly Farina and a Donald Trump, because they're not established. And since they're not established, you know, you have these people that have been in, I've been in Congress for 40 years, 30-some years. Okay. Let's give someone else, you know, we need to have some term limits. And that's, you know, heck, Hillary Clinton was around all the way back when Nixon was with Watergate. If that says something, that's how long she's been around. And I can't even, I'm horrible with names, but way back then, Zifferman, I think that's how you pronounce it, said in an interview that she was a compulsive liar. She was so dishonest and unethical, it's not funny. And that's why he let her go all the way back then. But now, magically, she's just transformed and she's just this wonderful. Broke Senator, I mean, cause she, of course she has no money. She has to be bankrupt. My wife's laughing, but it's the truth.
Her
yeah, I wish I had her financial instability. I mean, we need more people like Kid Rock that, when he was asked about removing the battle flag and everything, he's like, kiss my ass. I'm not doing it. Uh-uh. I don't care. I will be homeless before I change who I am. You know? I want to see Barack Obama show up for jury duty. George Bush did.
Amen.
I don't think that ever happened. But then I'd hate to have him on. Okay, well, I got a question, Judge. I want to, nowhere here does it say that I can vote to have her stoned to death. I look at everything we can charge her with, but how can we stone her? Okay, I know you were president one time, but we don't have Sharia law here, sir, so there's no stoning, okay? It's called community service, $10,000 in fine with 3 years of probation. That's one of the, you know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing how things have changed in this country. You know, freedom and liberty was not something that was meant to be fundamentally changed. Point blank. Yeah, there are, go back in our history, there are some founding fathers that still had ties to Mother England and still wanted some of that stuff to go on and have these ties go to England. And So these, because I've had people that, well, this is what our forefathers, some of our forefathers' famous quotes that would be like, you know, like you know, like it would shock a conservative. I'm like, well, not if they know their history, you know. I mean, it's just, how do you trust a government that doesn't, that, I mean, how can you trust, okay, when you have Democrats going after Hillary Clinton for the email scandal, you think Democrats are really going to find anything on form, another Democrat? You know, if you were, if one of your teammates helped you win a football game by cheating, and you would have to give up your Super Bowl ring or everything or whatever if you came out that you won because he cheated and you had to investigate, most people probably would just kind of try to, you know, bury it and hope it goes away so they can keep the ring. Not many people, not that there's no one out there, but not many people are going to say, you know what, we won the Super Bowl because he cheated. You know, if I have to give, I mean, we didn't win it fair and square, here's my ring back. Most people would not do that. I'm sure there's someone out there that would, but do you really think that Democrats investigating Hillary Clinton's email scandal are really going to find anything? I mean, judges are already going ballistic because it's taken forever just to get emails. You know, there's something to be said also about the fact that, look at how many Democratic candidates they have running. And how many are in the, there's only, like, I think Barry Sanders is the next closest to Hillary, and he's so far, you know. Hillary Clinton's basically the only person that's come up and said, hey, I'm going to run against her. That's why, I mean, I hope Joe Biden gets in there. Because it'd be amazing to see if he won the nomination with all these people that I'm voting for Hillary Clinton and don't know anything about her. You know, it'd be neat to see what would happen if he actually got that nomination. You know, because, and I've been told this by my wife and some other people, but I just am who I am, you know. I don't back down. If you're going to, I mean, I finally gotten to the point now after some talks with someone today that, you're that I'm like, I just stop. I'm like, okay, this is how it is. Take it or leave it. Okay? If you're going to continually push the race card, then I'm done. I love you. God bless you. But if you can actually have a substantive talk and say, okay, X, Y, and Z, then okay, I'll sit down and I'll have a talk with you. And we can exchange messages back and forth like civilized adults, when all you can claim is, well, is race card, race card, race card. You can't say anything except for the fact that I don't like someone because they're racist. You know, we got to get beyond this media rhetoric that's pushing all this. And that's the bottom line. We got to come together. You know, that's what made this country great. We came here together. You know, so many people come here and then expect, okay, now that I'm here, you have to live by my rules. No, I don't go to your country and try to live by your rules. Why do you come to my country and try to make me live under your rules? You know, my parents, my ancestors came to this country and they were proud. You didn't speak your native tongue because that was shameful. You were American. You are proud. Not anymore. Now it's like, son, what are you speaking English for? You need, almost like it's a bad thing. Like, you need to know your history, your native traditions, your native language, you know. And if you learn English, great. But remember, you're Mexican, Spanish is first, foremost, who cares about, you know, instead of being someone that's like, hey, wait a minute here, you're in America, you know, you can say, yes, I have Scottish in me, or I have Irish in me, but I am an American first. I sometimes use the phrase Irish-American or Polish-American just to let someone know that I do have that background, but I am American first and foremost, and I'm proud of that fact, and I'm going to help that fact. You know, I've known people that have been here 20 years that don't even know English. You know? And it's just so nice to see these people at least say what they're saying and going off like they're going off. And I think people are supporting Trump so much because they're fed up and like, hey, here's a guy that's not a politician that's actually saying what a lot of these people for a long time haven't had the guts to say. And you wonder if that's what they said. Well, hey, look at what Trump is doing and his numbers. Maybe we need to say things that normally we wouldn't have said. Like, if Donald Trump wasn't even running, would they say some of this stuff? You know, hey, he's getting big numbers, and a lot of people believe this because he's having the guts to say, hey, this is what we need to do on the border, and if you can't hear me, let me clean the ears out, and then I'll say it again. I'm not going to change anything. I'm just going to say it again so you can hear what I said. You know, if they're like, well, if he's getting all these ratings by calling it like it is, calling it like he sees it, instead of playing, you know, politics as usual, maybe I should try that. And maybe he started something that's going to, hey, you know, just guess what? Yeah, you said this. We voted for you for this. Live up to it. Or in 2 years, we vote you out. There's president in 4 years, we vote you out. We'll do it again. You know, I mean, finally we're starting to get, I think, to this notion. And people are starting to wake up to realize that, well, I voted Democrat here and Republican here, and nothing really was any different. I think that divide where people are starting to come to the realization that there really is just one party. One's called Republican, one's called Democrat, but there's not much difference. They're starting to see that that's the case. You know, you got a choice between a douche and a turd sandwich for the school mascot in South Park. They did a whole spoof on it, basically, because like they've never felt like they felt like me, Trey Parker, Matthew Stone. Like, there's no, okay, it's pick one of the two. They're both going to screw you over. Who's going to do it the least? So, I just can't wait once I get off here to see some of the 9 o'clock debate and see what happened. And I don't know, because someone asked me one time, like, how did you, like, start this program or whatever? Like, some people don't know, and I have I always get new listeners all the time here and then. I got some major, like, progressive liberals that listen to different things, and I said, well, it was originally, like, a paranormal, because I've always been fascinated by, like, the pyramids and UFOs and USOs and all these things that, you know, trying to find the hide-and-go-seek world champion, Bigfoot, you know, because he's the reigning hide-and-go-seek champion, Bigfoot. But, you know, like, all these different things. And from there, somebody was asking me one day, well, what's going on? Because I have health issues and stuff. What's going on? And so I did, like, 4 shows on my myopathy and all my shows, just in case, because some people wonder this, you can listen to any of my programs. All of them are on archive, so you can go back and listen to them. But anywho, you know, I wondered, like, well, you know, when I ran out of things to say about my myopathy and, you know, how I was diagnosed and all this stuff and the support group, which I'm at like almost 200 people now, and that's almost a full-time job. But, you know, I just felt led to just keep talking. And if I get 20 listeners or 2,000 listeners or 2 million, whatever, I'm going to be who I'm going to be. You know, I do this on my own time. I pay actually to do this. Because over anything, like if you do an hour show or longer, they have different pay amounts depending on how big you want it and all this stuff. And, you know, I pay every month. I don't have sponsors. I don't have advertisements. That's why there's no commercial break. It's me talking for one full hour. It's me looking up and trying to decipher what's real and what's news and what's not, and writing out a diagram and an outline and doing all this. I don't have to do any of this. It's just something that I just feel like people need to realize where we are in this country. You know, that it's nice to see people finally starting to kind of wake up a little bit and like, well, you know what? Maybe there is some truth to this guy. Maybe there is some truth to the fact that, because I think Donald Trump is doing one good thing, is he is at least getting people to, at least on the conservative side, say, hey, if he is getting praise for saying what needs to be said, maybe we need to do the same thing. And hopefully that will, you know, start a tidal wave. You know, we all need to be held accountable. You know, why should just because you're a baseball player or a football player, you get special treatment? If I killed my wife, I should get the same treatment as an NFL player that kills his wife. If whatever the law is in your state, not that I'd ever tell my wife, don't misunderstand me, but if you rob a bank, why should you get special treatment? Well, he's an NFL player. I don't care. He robbed a bank, he should be held accountable. It shouldn't matter if you're rich or poor, black, white, Asian, whatever. You know, why should Hillary Clinton be treated differently than a Republican? Like that guy on MSNBC said, if you guessed it, if Hillary Clinton was a Republican, they'd go after her, just like if Sarah Palin was a Democrat, they'd be kissing her ass. Put that in your political pipe and smoke it. Now to move on to a little bit more fun stuff. Because it's always good to come home, and now I got my DirecTV, and I got the MLB Network, and I can watch any baseball game I want, and I can turn on my Tigers, and I actually have a wife that likes to watch them, too. I mean, every once in a while, she'll go upstairs when, you know, Big Bang Theory's on, so she'll go up there to watch that for half an hour, and then come back down, because that's her favorite show. But, hey, I can't beat it, you know. But I just look at, there is so much going on right now with my Detroit Tigers. And you wonder if Dave Dombrowski would have been let go or like a month ago. Al Avila was named GM. Do you think we'd still have Dave Price? I honestly think we would. I mean, yesterday in Bloyd's debut, he pitched 7 innings. Incredible. Incredible. I hope now that we've got Al Avila in there, I hope there's some stability when it comes to, seems like every time we get someone good, out the door. You know, and it's just, I mean, we beat Kansas City today, 8-6. Incredible, incredible game. I have a Yahoo Sports app, so I go on and I look at all the highlights and stuff. I watch all the, you know, and stuff, and that's how I keep up. But it's just, I go back to like when they have strikes in the Major League Baseball, you know, when they have issues with that, and you sit there and you go, okay, well, and what do? They lose fans because of, there's, look at how much money a baseball player makes, and they want more money or this or that, and, you know, and I think people with baseball like that are, you know, are like that with, they're starting to see, well, look at how much, you know, look at what all they get away with. Wait a minute here, you know, and it's nice to see stuff changing for the better. And, you know, I guess every 5 or 7 years, whatever, when they have issues with, like, you know, contract negotiations in baseball, whatever, kind of puts a, it's kind of like a birthday cake with a bunch of candles and a couple of them get blown out and you want them all lit. And, you know, you kind of, it's the one thing you can come home to, and because it's a sport that's not meant to be played now. I mean, now people need that stuff now. Like, if you heard it now, all year late, I heard it 1/8 of a second before that, you know. Baseball is a 20th century sport. It has no business being played now. It's not instant. It's not like a timed thing. It's not like a bang. And it's just, but it's one thing, it's like, no matter what goes on in my life, I can turn on my Detroit Tigers and know that, hey, there's a game. And that's, I guess we all need to find that vice that, hey, this is our, you know, like I took my wife like 2 weeks ago, I think, to see her first football game. And, of course, the first time she sees Manchester United, they get beat by Paris Saint-Germain. But, hey, you know, but you can put on a game no matter what happens. At the end of the game, you can sit there and say, that was a great game, man. You guys got a heck of a team. If you would have been playing us when Sir Alex Ferguson was, different story. But, hey, you got a great team, you know. I'll give crap to anybody about a football game, but at the end, you know, I'd be there for them. I wouldn't, you know, we may trash talk a little bit, but in the end, hey, you know, I'm not going to, like, get all my panties in a wad because we lose, you know. And that's hard to believe when I think about it now that this Saturday at 8 o'clock, 7:45 U.S. time, Manchester United starts the Premier League season with a match against Tottenham Hotspurs. And it's hard to believe it's another season already. And it's just, I mean, I got to find out what channel the game's on. But it's just one of those things that's hard to believe because it just seems like not too long ago my buddy was giving me heck because Chelsea won because he's it. Huge Chelsea supporter, and, you know, I'm just like, man, they have a great team, you know. Nothing against that, but like I was talking about last week, in regards to like Man United, you know, I think every position needs to be put up for auction. Okay, Gabby De Gea, you were great last year. I don't know if you were just kind of experimenting during the Paris Saint Germain match or what, but you scared me. I mean, same thing with Rooney, Wayne Rooney. Okay, the captain's man. Let's. Okay. You have it, but let's maybe someone else can step up to the plate that wants it. It's not easy to be the captain. Not saying that, but you don't give someone else the opportunity to potentially have that. That's just my opinion, you know. I mean, we got to get some speed. A team, you know, you got McNair, and you got Daley Blind, and young. We just got to pick up the speed. We got some great players. I'm really, really excited to see what Memphis Dupree does. But then you have a player like, you guessed it, Angel Di Maria. He was great, but didn't do crap at Man United. Remember that? He's gotten... Van de Gaal basically said in an interview, like, in 2 years, if we aren't winning the league, I shouldn't be here. Well, you won't be there. I think this year, if you're not, like, if you don't win it, if you're not, like, at least second, you might not survive it. I mean, you take the team, and we need speed. They just need to, I always joke about this, they need to get, like, a townhome and put them all in it, and they have to learn to live together. You know? What did they say from that movie Goal? Boys with big bank accounts are still boys. You know? And they don't know. They got to learn to work and be, like a cohesive unit. And when I saw them with Paris Saint-Germain, my wife will 10 times this, hey, I don't get it. They just seemed like they didn't know what the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. And I don't know if they were just like experimenting, just trying whatever they wanted to, you know, or if they were really out there doing what they need to do, you know. Okay. But they just, the one hand didn't seem like the other hand knew what it was doing, and it just made you wonder. And it's just, I think it's going to be a very, very, it's been good because the whole Premier League is not, like, predictable. It's not been like, okay, well, how many games has it been since someone scored against Man United? I don't think it's going to happen tonight. No. They're taking on the Wolverhampton Wanderers. You know, it's exciting. They may win, they may lose. You know, I don't know if we'll ever get back to that dominance that we had with Alex Ferguson. Hopefully we do, but I don't know if we ever will. There's about 6 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, you know. And as I start to wrap up the program, I want to thank you all for, again, listening. It means the world, and hopefully, you know, Jesus was one man, but he changed. And I think Donald Trump may be that tipping point where people start to say, hey, look at the numbers he's getting, and this is what he's doing. Maybe we need to do the same thing. Maybe we need to, okay, well, this is what we want you to say. No, I'm not saying this. I don't care. I'm not following the script. I'm sorry. This is what we, you know. And I'm going to do, you know, and if a couple of them do it, you know, because I still think that Lindsey Graham is just one of those that are like, this is what I'm going to, you know, because I think a lot of them are just there to try to keep the establishment in there. Like Glenn Beck said, he got reamed over the coals when he called out some of those people like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and John Boehner as, you know, progressives. You know, we got to come together, take your fellow man and say, hey, yeah, you support Obama. That's great. But we need to come together on what we agree upon, not what we disagree upon. Okay, this is why I disagree with him. And I would disagree up with him, whether it's a white, a black, Indian, it don't matter. But then I've been trying to think about this. If anyone's got any ideas, how do you educate the uneducated? How do you take someone that is never going to, okay, well, Obama. I'm only saying stuff negatively against him because he's black. Nothing I'm saying is because of what he's done. Because I would be praising him if he was a white man. Well, he's half white, so yes, I could be praising him. You know, that's the hardest thing is how do you come together with your fellow liberal to get them to see your side when, well, sorry, folks, but, you know, Barack Obama, he can, because my sister has dealt with people that he could kill somebody and they would still defend him. Point blank. They would still defend the man. I'm not going to, okay, if I like George Bush, this is why I liked him. This is why I hated him. This is why I, you know, this is, you got to, I mean, you see that, I don't really see that on the liberal side, but I see that where conservatives will always criticize anybody, but you don't really see that on the liberal side, and that's what scares me. I mean, because basically, okay, Hillary Clinton, I mean, if Joe Biden runs, there's two candidates that are even vying really for the presidential nomination. If right now it's just Hillary because Bernie Sanders really isn't doing anything. He's basically like a joke. He's got like a, I mean, he's nowhere even on the map compared to Hillary. So, I mean, are they doing that on purpose? So, okay, so why do all this stuff for debating when we can just have Hillary just ride right in? That's why I hope in like 3 months something happens to where she can't run for president and then they're screwed because then what do? Then Biden would have to run. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, but, you know, I think it's going to be, I do, even though I'm a political nut, I do get into the realm of, well, let me see here, the commercials do get old, especially, you know, I would sit there if I was a politician, I'd just have my own commercial. Yes, this is what I've done wrong, and I'm going to admit it because I'm honest, you know. You know, that'd be just me, though. But I want to thank you all for tuning in so, so, so much. And I just want to leave you with this. This country was founded not because we sat passively, but because we were active and we did. See, this country wasn't founded on programs. We didn't have them. You didn't go, okay, well, yes, I need a harp loan. No, you got to earn the money to get the wood to build the house. And if you couldn't, then you had to cut down the tree yourself, you know, take the logs, cut them into shapes, put them in, make your own house. Not, you know, this government wasn't founded on a country. Or this country wasn't founded on a government. It was founded on freedom. We the people. Thank you all. God bless you and good night.